Especially Julie. Julie's got a lot of work to do today.
Oh, oh, that's why, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going right now.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, now's a good time to put a period at the end of that sentence. We are, this morning, we're going to be in Isaiah. In fact, we read that scripture this morning. It's also repeated or quoted in Matthew. We'll read that portion of scripture. Make sure this is on. Where is on that one? No, actually, hold on a second.
I'm gonna
ask, where's Jenny? Thank you. Jenny's gonna run my slot. Because. All right. But let's go to the Lord again in prayer, preparing our hearts for His Word. Father, thank you again. What a blessing it is to gather with your people and to share the same hope, to share the same joy, to share the same anticipation, to be related even to those who looked forward to that first advent in faith, in hope, in anticipation, that we share with them. We're waiting for your second coming, but we relate with that. We, in a way, we want to put ourselves in their shoes as they had looked forward to the fulfillment of your promise, the promise of Emmanuel. And as we consider that, help us to consider what this means for us, what it means, what Emmanuel means for us, God with us. What does that mean? And help us, Lord, to have understanding. And let your word speak to our hearts. And let us leave with something today that in a way continues to preach and continues to speak to our hearts and our minds throughout the week. In all the situations that we'll find ourselves in, because we are surrounded by those that need to know Emmanuel. They need to know He who is with us, God with us. And so may we experience that ourselves, that relationship with you, but may we also share that this season. Thank you again, and we just pray for the anointing of your word. And if there is someone here today that doesn't know you, they don't know Emmanuel, the promise is for them. The promise is for them. The promise of a deliverer. The promise of one that would come and be with us. The promise of one who would forgive us of our sins and deliver us from condemnation. Who would be the greatest gift that the world has ever received. And that is the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And may they receive, this morning, receive the gift of Emmanuel. Thank you again, in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. So, Matthew chapter 1.
Let's get there. There we go. There's Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 to 23. It says, "And she will bring forth a son." This is the angel speaking, in this case, to Joseph. "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins." That's basically what Jesus, the name of Jesus means, Savior. "So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet," prophet Isaiah, "saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated God with us. So these words that the angel spoke to Joseph, they would have been familiar to Joseph. Joseph would have heard and had heard the reading of the book of Isaiah before. But Joseph is hearing that book, the Old Testament, Isaiah, in a whole new way. Because the angel is saying to Joseph, those words that you've heard read, maybe read yourself from the scroll of Isaiah, that word is now, that word is for you. You're a part of the narrative. You're a part of the story. You're a part of the fulfilling of that prophecy. Isn't that exciting? And this is exciting. And I get excited when I read the Matthew and Luke in particular, early 1 John, with the entrance of Jesus Christ, but all the anticipation leading up to that. And just to hear, just to hear these words, this is now. This is for you. This is being fulfilled right now. But these words were first given 700 years earlier, before Joseph. It was actually given to a king, this particular promise, in Isaiah chapter 7, was given to a king, King Ahaz. Now, at this time, the kingdom was split, so a little bit of context, there's Judah and Israel, and so there's the 10 tribes of Israel, and then there's Judah, and they are, at times, they're at war, even. They're at odds with one another, and Judah had some good kings and some bad kings. Israel had all bad kings. There wasn't one good one. But there was some good kings in Judah. Ahaz was not one of them. All right. But it's interesting. Here we have in Isaiah 7, we have a Christmas message given 700 years before Christ. In fact, given to a people that would never see it. Right. So that's was always a part of the challenge in the Old Testament. They were given promises, prophecies that they would not see fulfilled in their day. But this is given to Ahaz. And a little bit of context here. Israel, not Judah, Israel and Syria have made an alliance, and they're threatening war against Judah. So that's kind of the context, a little bit of background. They're threatening to make war with Judah and Jerusalem. Now let's see if our next verse will pop up here. There it is. And so Isaiah chapter 7, starting with verse 1. "Now it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to make war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told to the house of David, saying, Syria's forces are deployed in Ephraim. So his heart," that's the Ahaz's heart, the heart of the king of Judah, "his heart and the heart of his people were moved, as the trees of the woods are moved with the wind. And so a very figurative way of describing the tumult in their hearts, the fear, the anxiety, the uncertainty. They are afraid. They've received a threat, and king and people are all afraid of what is to come. And so they are like trees moving in the wind. And so God cares about his people, of course. And so that's one of the reasons why he sends the prophets, because he has a message of assurance, a message of trust, sometimes a message of conviction or rebuke. But in this case, God wants to encourage Judah to trust him. All right? And so the Lord sends Isaiah to Ahab.